All right, here we go.
That's good.
All right. Sorry, Richard, to interrupt. Go ahead. What would we like to accomplish with Charmaine today?
Yes, Charmaine's commitments are around having the appropriate information and knowledge to be able to make a working financial pathway for her to achieve her dreams and her goals in life.
Cool. So, Charmaine, what does that mean to you?
What it means to me is to be able to have the knowledge, have the knowledge within this industry to be able to use that to make a change in my life financially and otherwise as well. And, not having to make decisions in my life based on my income from a job, not having that as a factor for what decision I make for myself, and allowing my children also to have that option to not choose their life's path based on what they do for a job, but to do something that they enjoy where they're actually giving back and they're living their purpose.
And how many children do you have?
I have 3 children.
And what are their ages?
8, 12, and 14.
Oh, those are fun ages. Those are awesome.
They're busy ages, too.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Okay, got it here. So, Charmaine, might have been shared with you when you talked to you might have been shared. There's a 3-step process to really determine if or how, we might be able to help you. And so step 1 is to do an examination. So
mm-hmm.
just like a doctor is never going to give you a prescription without doing an examination, the same thing is true with us. We don't know if or how we might be able to help you until
mm-hmm.
we get to know you better. And so step 1 is the examination. Step 2 is potential solutions. And then step 3 is implementation. So the 3-step process is examination, solution, and implementation. Does that make sense?
It does.
Cool. Now, Charmaine, in the examination, it can be a simple, short series of questions, or it can be a much more comprehensive, thorough assessment. It's really up to the individual. In solutions, Charmaine, what we have found is people tend to like 3 types of solutions, kind of a basic, an intermediate, and an advanced. The basic is, if people know they need help, they know they want to do something, but they're not really sure why, or what they need to do, or maybe finances are tight, or maybe they don't have a high sense of urgency, or maybe, they're the type of individual that, has to know everything before they do anything. A basic's a good place to start. The intermediate tends to be for somebody who's very intuitive, and they just kind of jump right in.
Mm-hmm.
And then on implementation, some people implement quickly. Other people, they take a longer period of time, which is fine because every, recommendation we'd ever give is always based, specifically customized to the individual. So with your permission, Charmaine, what I'd like to do is I'd like to go ahead and just review over some of the information that you had shared, and then I can give you some input if that works for you.
Sure.
Cool. It looks like your biggest challenge, Charmaine, is not acquiring the knowledge and not having access to resources.
Mm-hmm.
Another challenge is working and financials.
Right.
You'd love help on finances.
Mm-hmm.
You'd love help on identifying good deals and then steps to finalize them.
Right.
You're working 45 hours a week. You'd like to work 20.
Correct.
You chose the pyramid first, the cube second, the wavy line third, the ball fourth.
Mm-hmm.
You chose, most frustrating is out of order, second is conflict, third is out of control, fourth is boring or not fun. Your wow income goal is $250,000. Your minimum income goal is
$100,000.
Mm-hmm. Cool. And in 2016, what do you think you're going to earn in 2016 roughly?
Including, I currently do 96,000 per year.
Okay.
So I'm thinking at least if I could add at least 20,000 during my learning period minimum, that would be good, with the understanding that I'm going to put a lot of effort in. I know there's potential for more, but I'll give myself that minimum.
Cool. Cool. And in 2015, what did you earn?
What did I earn last year? 94,000, something like
cool.
that. 94,000,
95,000. Okay. And in 2014?
70-something thousand.
Okay. And what do you do?
I'm a nurse.
Okay, cool. And how long have you been a nurse?
20-something years.
Cool.
Since 1992.
Gotcha. And are you married?
I am.
And what does your husband do?
Trucking.
Cool. And have you invested into real estate in the past?
I did when I was about 21 years old, and because it's something I've always loved, but I got burned, and I have not gone back into it.
And how'd you get burned?
Had a rental property in a transitional area in Brooklyn, New York, and it was a three-family property. The individuals moved in, wrecked the place. The utility is still in my name on the ground floor because of the type of loan
okay.
we had. And and so, you know, they incurred all these huge bills, wouldn't pay it, ended up losing the property, and some visitor they had there sued us for like $1 million or something like that. And that was, I was probably 23, 24 when that happened, and it just really threw me off for a little bit.
Sure.
Or threw me off for several years.
Right.
But
right,
I'm
okay.
ready to get back in.
Cool, cool. And what does your husband think about investing into real estate?
He thinks real estate investing is a good thing, but he and I we don't take the same level of risk. But this is something that I know I need to do for myself and my family. So I'm doing it. I'm sure at some point I'm just doing it.
He'll
we
catch
have
up.
Two children to send to college, and I need to retire, and I'm not going to continue to work forever as
okay.
hard as I do. So
if you were to make a decision to jump into Renatus, would he maybe not be so supportive of it until he saw the success? Is that fair to say?
He probably would be supportive of it. I've already told him that I'm doing it.
Okay.
I haven't showed him the details of it.
Okay.
But I told him that I'm doing it. Real estate is investment. It's something he understands is a good way, a vehicle for retirement, especially for him as a trucker. You know, he's an independent. He drives his own truck, not
right.
as if he's with a company. So
gotcha.
He knows he needs to secure some solid retirement, and I've offered this as a solution. So
right.
he will buy into it. The cost of it is not something he would necessarily want to buy into it to.
Sure.
But even if he's not doing it, and he understands, even if he's not going to help me with the cost for it, I'm still
right.
So.
Right. And what level are you thinking of jumping into Renatus?
I ultimately want to be at the combo package.
Sure.
But I have been thinking of just starting getting my feet wet with the essentials packet, and then
sure.
in the extreme near future, within a minimum of 6 months, you know, going and going through with the combo packet. I could do the combo packet now, and initially I thought that was going to be the best thing for me to do, but I don't want to leave myself too strapped financially.
Sure.
Since I'm the only one doing it, and so I think it's best for me to be cautious, learn as much as I can, as quickly as I can, and be able to promote my packages.
Right, right, absolutely. Are you pretty well connected? Do you know a lot of people or not so much?
I know in a good amount of people, I think. Over the years, I've kind of been a little bit more selective.
Okay.
But I know people.
Okay. Do you know if any of them are interested in investing into real estate as well, or not so much?
I know a couple of people that are interested in investing in real estate. Yeah, I wouldn't say no.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
And have you ever had one-on-one coaching or mentoring?
Not one-on-one, no.
Okay. Any impression of it, positive or negative?
Oh, really positive. That's something I know I want to do, even in my having a life coach as well as something I've explored.
Gotcha. And what would you like to accomplish with Renatus? So let's say you went with, you know, the essentials or the combo, whichever. What would be the three most important things you'd want to accomplish in the next 90 days?
Being able to identify my first deal through the knowledge I've acquired, actually not just identifying it, but at least begin the process of that deal, and sharing the information with at least three people minimum, and having them buy into it and working with them to accomplish their goals.
Cool. Anything else you'd like to accomplish in the next 90 days?
What else? Personal or in terms of the business?
Either way, whatever, any area.
Yeah, my weight goal.
Cool. And what
I'm
would that be?
I'm working on that too. I need to lose 10 pounds.
All right.
Yeah, I'm working on it though.
Excellent. Good for you. Good for you. Charmaine, is there any other questions that I should have asked that I didn't ask, or any additional information I should know that I don't know?
No, I think you have gone over all the questions I think you should ask. I may not be an expert at that, though.
Yeah, no, you know, you've done well with everything here. Your personality is a pretty complex personality, but I'm guessing you probably knew that.
I know.
So in the one test, you test out as an analytic, amiable. From that test, probably one of your greatest strengths might be you like to dot your I's, cross your T's, make sure things are done properly in order. And one of your weaknesses might be you like to dot your I's, cross your T's, make sure things are done properly in order.
Yeah.
So our greatest strength is our greatest weakness, and our greatest weakness is just our greatest strength misapplied, is taking a strength and taking it too far. Make sense?
Yeah.
Another strength you might have in that test, and that's the pain quadrant test that I'm referring to, is you're an amiable, probably, personality, and so one of your greatest strengths is your concern, compassion for people. And a weakness might be the same. Another
that's
strength.
That's very accurate.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets even more exciting. When you start hearing this stuff, you're like, he knows me better than my mom knows me. How does he do that? And so,
you know, but the thing is, I did another personality test. I found one online. Don't even remember the name of it. And probably two, and I did it. And it's essentially what the results were.
Yeah. Another strength you might have is you're really tenacious. Like once you set your mind to do something, you do it. And a weakness is at times you might have, you know, you might be a tad stubborn. And you have a lot of data to back up your stubbornness, so most people that know you say, listen, if Charmaine's got her mindset to do something, it's going to happen.
Because I've done my research.
Right. Based on the other test, it's pretty different. On that test, one of your greatest strengths would be your drive, your assertiveness, you make things happen. A weakness would be the same. And so in that test, you like to do things fast and perfect. So this personality type is very, very unusual. It's going to have a lot of inner conflict because this type of person has a lot of ideas, wants to do them fast, wants to do them perfect, and wants everybody to be happy. So I don't know how accurate that is, but
crazy.
That's what it is.
Sounds like a mental disorder.
No, yeah, it's a wonderful gift. You have a ton of pent-up potential. If you get the right systems in place,
Yeah.
You know, your 250,000 WOW income goal is definitely achievable.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
It does make sense. If I decide that if I am all in on something, I'll make it happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Right. So, do you have any questions for me, Charmaine?
How am I going to make it happen? How can you help me make it happen?
Sure, yeah. What you need is in any business, you need a boss, a business operating system. It's the engine that runs our business. So we earn the money we earn, we work the hours we work, we have the stress we do or don't have in our life because of that engine.
Mm-hmm. True.
That engine consists of three components. It's the DNA for people, so a system for understanding people at a very, very deep level.
Mm-hmm.
The DNA for business, which is called the 530 grid. So there's five areas in every business. And so you have marketing, how do you generate more and better leads? Pre-sales, how do you work those leads? The sale, it's the yes or the no. Servicing, how do you go ahead and service people with such an amazing experience that they refer all their friends and family to you? And then client or relationship for life.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's like a pipeline with five pipes, and we're only as strong as our smallest pipe.
Right.
And so if you want to earn $250,000, you need to have all five pipes in your pipeline at $250,000. If you have four out of the five at $250,000, but one of them's at $100,000,
mm-hmm.
then you're only going to earn $100,000.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
True. Yeah, that's true.
And then the third component of the engine is what's called DNA for life. It's the natural laws. It governs the universe. It helps us to have the overall, it helps us to discover our life vision, what we were put on this planet to do.
Mm-hmm.
And then being able to live those passions and that vision every single day.
Right.
So that's what you need to have in place. There's a number of different ways to build that business operating system, that engine to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but that's what you're going to need to get to your, you know, WOW income goal, and then to go ahead and get to your 90-day goals. Those things have to be in place. So any other questions that you have for me, Charmaine?
Not right now. I thought of something and it slipped me, but not now. I'm sure I'll think of it again.
Yeah, no worries. And so, as I'd mentioned, so what we did is we just went through what's called a level one and level two examination.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, step one is examination, then solution, then implementation. So we can move into the solution phase. So what solution would I recommend for you? I have some inner conflict, and so I'm not sure.
Uh-oh. Okay.
No, the inner conflict's good.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah. You're inner conflicted all the time. That's not a bad thing. It's not. Yeah, it's a good thing. And so
at the end of it, you usually will, you know, hopefully you'll, I think, not hopefully, at the end of it, it will be good.
Right, right.
Yeah.
And so the inner conflict is, I believe, based on your, you know, all the information that you've given me, that, you know, a part of your personality, the analytic, will tend to move slow or at things kind of methodical. Mm-hmm. And that's not inherently wrong, but there's a lot of opportunities that can be missed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so there's a gentleman I know that's in Renatus, a good friend of mine, and he kind of started out, you know, with the, you know, essentials package, and then he built up from that, and he's now, you know, he's on the combo, and then the extreme combo, and he's a five-star, and he's doing really good. But by him taking kind of a two-step process, you know, I think he figured out that he could have made, like, I don't know, $60,000 more if he had just jumped in to the extreme combo right away. So your analytic will tend to take the cautious approach. And again, in some situations, that's the best approach to take is the cautious one.
Mm-hmm.
In other situations, so your analytic and your amiable personality will tend to say, Charmaine, take the conservative approach. And And that's something that we need to listen to for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But then your driver energy, okay,
mm-hmm.
is saying,
mm-hmm.
hey, I need to just jump in, you know, head first. I'm going to be fine. I'm going to go ahead. And so if we hit, it's almost like in martial arts, if you
mm-hmm.
hit a brick, you don't want to hit it halfway.
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so.
And those two personality traits, that's something I struggle with all the time. Because I see it, I know it's good, I want to jump in. And that's how I feel. I go with how I feel about something at times. And allow that to help me make the decision. And I feel really good about this. But then there's that little cautious analytical piece of me that's saying, okay, good, but, you know, think about this, you know.
Right.
Yeah. You're right.
Right. And so what I am, and I'm just really synced into your energy.
Mm-hmm.
And so I can feel your energy. And
mm-hmm.
it's not, none of it's right or wrong, none of it's good or bad, it just is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so so there's a part of me, based on everything you've shared, that
mm-hmm.
you would be so much more successful if you jumped into the combo,
mm-hmm.
because you would hit it so hard and so fast and with so much passion and excitement, like
mm-hmm.
you'd just be on fire.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd make more money and you'd do it faster.
Mm-hmm.
But I do respect the analytic and the amiable, the more cautious energy, and so that's where that's where I have inner conflict, and so I don't know what to recommend for you. Does that make sense?
So you need, it makes sense. Yeah, I totally get it, because that's what I've been going through. Because initially I said, I'm doing the combo no matter what. I got to figure it out. You know, I got to find a partner. That way the pressure is not on as much. And then, so I'm like, okay, but, you know.
Right.
Ugh.
Right.
Know.
So in these situations where I have inner conflict, it's because I'm really sensing that person's energy, and I respect
mm-hmm.
that energy a great deal. So I'm like,
mm-hmm.
do it, don't do it, do it, don't do it. So for sure, you know, minimum, you know, a basic solution would be the essentials. The intermediate solutions would be the, you know, extreme combo. And so the essentials is an easy decision. You know, that's for sure. The
that's
question, pardon me?
I'm saying, yeah, the essentials, are whether the essentials is a no-brainer, whether
right.
or not I will be in it, that's already a given.
Right, right. So
this is how
I go ahead and know, like, create a tipping point moment
mm-hmm.
for people I talk to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
All right, you ready for the tipping point moment?
I can't. I'm not going to breathe.
Well, make it come really fast then. Like, I've never killed somebody on a sales call. I don't want to do it now. And so, okay, so here's the tipping point, Charmaine.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want me, intuitively, what do you want me to encourage you to do? Do you want me to encourage you, intuitively, do you want me to encourage you to jump into an intermediate solution, or do you want me to encourage you to jump into the basic? Which would you like to do?
Goodness. Of course I'm going to want you to encourage me to the intermediate, because that part of me is stronger than the analytical part.
Well, actually, based on the test, it's actually not.
It's not? Okay.
No, your analytic is actually stronger.
Okay. That explains a lot.
Your analytic is stronger, and so when you go ahead and, like, your energy, like, I don't know what's best for you. I don't know if it's best to do the basic or the intermediate. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But I do trust your intuition, your instinct immensely. And
mm-hmm.
so if your instinct is saying jump in, especially with you having more analytic, your driver is jumping up ahead above. It's jumping up over your analytic, and that's unusual. And so That's your intuition crying out and saying, Charmaine, Charmaine, trust me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and
yeah,
so
yeah.
So I would go ahead, based on what you shared, I would go ahead and jump into the combo. You,
okay.
Your energy, your driver, like what
mm-hmm.
will happen, Charmaine, because I'm a driver analytic. You're an analytic
okay.
driver. So you have more
okay,
analytic and a secondary of driver. So you're strong driver, but you're stronger analytic. I'm stronger
mm-hmm.
driver with a strong secondary of analytic.
Okay.
Okay. And so
mm-hmm.
what will happen is when I see somebody's driver kicking in like yours is kicking in, what's happening is intuitively your driver energy knows that it's going to work. You jump in and your analytic will come in behind it and submit to it. And
mm-hmm.
your analytic, as soon as you make that decision,
mm-hmm.
as soon as you make that decision to go to the extreme combo, as soon as you do that, the analytic will start to work feverishly to figure out how to make it work and how to succeed. And that's
mm-hmm.
what you want it to do.
Right.
Does
right.
that make sense?
That's it. It makes total sense.
Do you have any other questions for me?
Not right now.
Cool.
Not right now.
All right. So what are you going to do, Charmaine?
I don't know. Ooh.
Do you still want me to push you or not? Did you change your mind?
No. I'm pushing myself enough. Trust me.
Okay.
Like that.
Okay.
Is there a C option?
Pardon me?
No, I'm talking out loud saying what is the C option. I'm gonna look at something.
Okay.
And yeah, I'm gonna look at something because what I really want to do is the combo is what I really want to do.
Yeah.
So I'm going to look at something to see. Because the thing is, that's a stretch for me.
Sure.
And so that's what the delay is.
Sure.
And
what I would encourage you is based on what you've shared today,
mm-hmm.
based on your intuition, your instinct, your personality,
mm-hmm.
you know, I would recommend jumping into the extreme combo. I would do it as fast as possible, like hitting that brick. You
mm-hmm.
want to hit it fast. You want to hit
mm-hmm.
it serious. And your analytic is going to come beside your driver, and
mm-hmm.
you're going to figure out how to create success really, really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And so if you need my help at any time, you know, feel free
mm-hmm.
to, you know, let me know. You jump
mm-hmm.
into the extreme combo, and you'll be put into a mastermind group. That
mm-hmm.
I'm actually leading. And
oh,
so
great.
I would be there, you know, weekly to go
mm-hmm.
ahead and help you
mm-hmm.
take this and turn it into something very, very successful.
Okay. That's what I want to do, and I'm going to figure out how to make it happen.
Awesome. Congratulations.
That's what I want to do. I'm going to have to figure it out. Yeah.
Cool. Well, you'll be, you know, joining a great team, you know, and there'll be a lot of people that will support you. So let me know if there's anything I can do to help in any way.
Definitely, yeah. I'll figure it out.
Cool. I've got to run
the,
here,
the
Charmaine.
Other,
yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I just wanted to say one thing. What you got, the entire structure and the approach to sales and the approach to identifying individuals, I think it's really positive. I have not seen that before. And I think it will help in building a good team and help me get some really good, strong people in.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Charmaine, great to meet you. Look forward to talking to you, you know, very soon. And hey, congratulations on jumping into the Extreme Combo. You'll do so great. And way
okay.
to trust your instinct, and you'll bring
mm-hmm.
that analytic into, you know, submission, and it will kick
mm-hmm.
in, and you'll do great with it.
Okay, yeah.
All right. Thanks, Charmaine.
Right, thank
have
you
a great
so much.
Evening. Okay.
Thanks, Charmaine.
We'll see ya.
Thanks,
bye-bye.
Bye.
We'll see
thanks,
ya. Bye-bye.
Jill.
Yep.